Four participants were arrested in Center City, Philadelphia this afternoon during a protest of the Supreme Court decision blocking the Obama administration's attempt to shield millions of immigrants from deportation. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports.
The demonstration began outside the local headquarters of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Then, about 50 protesters marched several blocks to Broad Street, where four people sat down in the exit ramp off the Vine Street Expressway and linked their arms with thick plastic tubing wrapped in duct tape. One of them was a 13-year-old boy. His mother, Maria Hernandez, would have qualified for a program granting work permits to undocumented immigrants with citizen children. That program is in legal limbo after last week's high court decision. Hernandez says her son took action because of the discrimination his family faces at school, on the street, and at work. The demonstration blocked the exit ramp for more than an hour. Jim King was one of many frustrated drivers delayed in the traffic backup. King says he supports legal immigration and respects people's rights to protest, but...
I don't think it gets them anywhere, to be honest with you. It just aggravates people. I'm not sympathetic to these people right now. I'm really angry.
Police arrested the four people blocking the road, including the 13-year-old, a minister, a college student, and an undocumented mother. Erica Almiron with the advocacy group Juntos organized the rally. Last week, immigrant families reacted to the Supreme Court decision with anger and sadness. Now, Almiron says they're sending a message.
This community isn't fearful. If anything, it's valiant and it has courage, and it will keep on fighting for justice.
Katie Culinary, WHYY News.